Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone, welcome Lani, it's such a great pleasure and honor to have you here today. You are the very first one that is activating the student spotlight, woohoo! Yes, thank you so much for joining me, and we're going to have a little chat together about everything that you bring into this world, because you are one magical woman and you have so many extraordinary things that you're creating and that you're helping with people with. And this is so divine, so aligned to what people need right now, that I thought it would be absolutely wonderful to share more of your art and your genius and your wisdom with the world. And so if anyone is interested, you know, and inspired by you, then we share the love and we help each other to elevate each other and ascend each other. So it's really the intention behind the student spotlight, is to being able to create together a space where people can witness co-creation, cooperation, elevating each other rather than competition and separation. And so I'm really grateful to have you here, because we have navigated for about 6 weeks together, as you were one of my private students inside the Mission Soul Mission Incubator, Soul Mission Blueprint Incubator, and which is all about downloading with greater precision, you know, who you are and what your soul mission is, and to be able to really activate your magnetic offerings into this world so you can receive abundantly from that as well as give to the world. And so I would love to start with by asking you if you could share a little bit about yourself and what you're about.
Kia ora, I am Lani, and I operate Golden Feather Alchemy, which is a heart portal, and I live in Lake Taupo in New Zealand, which is right in the centre of the North Island, and is just a magnificent portal for heart energies. And I am a guardian here, and I work with lots of technologies in the lake, and beautiful dragon beings, and yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, yeah, of course. It's so good. I'm planning on coming to visit. I must absolutely meet you and give you a hug and go and put our feet in the lake together.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
at least
amazing.
The feet. Usually it's the whole body.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy with the whole body. Depending on the time of the year, maybe.
It's pretty cold in the winter.
Yeah. Yes, it's pretty cold. It's a very sacred space. And I love how you share that. You really, you connect with so many technologies of the lake, because during this whole work with you, the lake was continuously coming as a portal, as an activator, as everything. And I already knew that Lake Taupo was magical, but when we start co-creating like this on this multidimensional level, we can start seeing and perceiving the different facets of the true magic that's present here. So I would love to know how our work together has helped you understand even more of your magic, and how it's like, you know we are special, we know we are unique, we know we have a lot of gifts, but then we're like, oh, I'm not that special. Oh, like, why me? Oh, I can wait a bit. Oh, you know, like all of these things. So I would love to know how, you know, working together has really helped you kind of like own your gift, own your connection to the lake and to everything that you share.
The work with you has just been absolutely magical, I have to say, because what it helped me to do was to, I mean, I always knew my team was there supporting me and I would get downloads, but it you connected me to them in a way that was very real and present and embodied. You know, the drop-ins feel so much more aligned to my body, and And it's like my human does not have quite the resistance that it had. And it's like, yeah, of course, you know, I am absolutely feeling the truth of that. And not just in my mind and in my soul, but actually in my body as well. So, yeah, it's really helped with clarity and precision. And, you know, you've helped me connect to my dream client. And the funniest thing, you know, I'm not good at naming things. You got me to name her, which is a very unusual name. It's a Scottish name. And I hadn't thought about her for a couple of days. And I walked past a boat the other day, and her name was on this boat. And I'm like, and I walk past her every day now on my way to the gym. It's like, you're kidding me.
God, that's amazing. That's so magical. I
I hadn't seen it before because it was all covered up, and then they took the cover off 2 days ago, and I'm like, wow.
It's like your dream clients are coming to you. You know, the boat is bringing. It's like the energy is like it's coming. It's moving. I love this. This is so extraordinary. Thank you for sharing this because I've already witnessed that when I allow myself to go on these quantum journeys, because this is really how I work with, you know, private clients like you. It's I don't tell you who you are and what you're here to do. I guide you through journeys where you can discover that more for yourself. I just help you, you know, like having the space for you to feel into that, to integrate that, to feel in your body. And I was really impressed also by the precision that you have in terms of seeing, feeling, hearing in the quantum space. And it's like, this is happening, that's happening. Oh my God, these beings are coming. Oh my God, that civilization. I was like, whoa. So, Lani is a potent channel. You're really a potent channel. And when we allow ourselves to go on this journey and feeling from within the truth, the resonance of what we're experiencing, then it's like we remember we are magical, but it comes from an embodied way. Therefore, it's not like overly braggy, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, look at me, I'm an ancient Lemurian priestess kind of vibe. It's so embodied. And then I started seeing for myself, and now mentioning you the boat, it's like magic also happens much faster in the outside reality, like the boat with your dream avatar client. His name coming there, which is a very rare name.
But I'm not seeing it once, I'm seeing it every day when I go to
Yes.
the gym, you know. It's like,
Exactly.
I'm still here. Keep on
Coming.
with it.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like activate. I love this. This is amazing. No, like you're such a powerful channel, and you play music and you sing and you channel light language and you facilitate in-person sessions as well as online spaces. And I know, like myself and a lot of people who are going to watch this, you've had most likely lots of blocks and resistances into first, you know, admitting or realizing who you really are and what it is that you want to be doing and really seeing these gifts and so on. And I would love to know how, you know, all work together, but also in general, like to inspire people, you know, when you see a block, when you have doubts about yourself, when you maybe you don't have your all your shit sorted, because you know, all of us behind the scene of our work, like things happen, you know, it's like, oh, I overeat here, I indulge over there. Like I have a dysregulated relationship with my, I don't know, like my sister or whatever is happening behind the scene. And then we feel like a fraud, we feel like an imposter. But it's part of the game. Would you have any kind of like, you know, inspiration to share with people? How have you navigated that yourself to be able to show up as a leader?
I have had the most amazing friends and coaches that have and continue to support me along the way. And you know, I mean, I've been coming to this planet again and again and again for over 1 million years. And so, you know, in my frustration, why is this taking so long? Why am I still dealing with these blocks? And it's like some of us have been coming here for an incredibly long time.
Yeah.
So we've got lots to move and shift. And, you know, speaking from the grey-haired brigade, you know, it's like, is it too late? No, you're still breathing. Get on with the thing. You still have service to offer. And yeah.
Love this. I love that you mentioned this because it's easy to find excuses not to show up, not to be there for ourselves, not to discover, learn, grow, invest in ourselves. And so it goes like, oh, it's too late for me. I'm too old, or I don't have enough money. I don't have enough energy. I'm so traumatized by this. But like the list of excuses, it can go on and on and on and honestly never end. But we can also burn it down and say, even if it's real, even if we feel like it, even if it's still present, it's like feel the fear and do it anyway. You doubt yourself, you feel like an imposter, you think like you're too old or too like this and not enough like that. It's like, and then what? Welcome to the club.
Yes.
You know, we're all humans.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that for me is holding that polarity of yes, I am this amazing spiritual being and I have all these gifts and I can do all these things and here is my human and I can love all of that hold all of myself in love to know when I'm blocking myself and reach out to somebody and get some support or take myself through my own processes and work with that. And sometimes it's just lying by my altar and having a jolly good sob or a scream or a, you know, fuck, this is hard.
Yes. Why? Like, why is this happening again?
Yeah. It's like, right, get back up off the floor and carry on.
Exactly. Get back above the floor and carry on because, you know, during our work together, I really... You know, I have so much admiration and respect for you because it's like you keep choosing love and service as your guiding force, no matter what happens behind the scene. You're not going to drop yourself. You're not going to drop your mission. You're refining. You're going deeper. And as you serve with integrity. You really feel into what is the most beneficial for my people. What do they need to receive from me right now? What is going to make the world a better place? And as you move from this place, it helps personal life and challenges recalibrate because you move from your power. You move from the guidance of your own divine wisdom flowing through you. And this is how we shift mountain little by little because it's like the movement happens from there and that's integrity. So, of course, all of us, we still have things that are not fully perfect and they will never be because we are human, but that is not how we lead. We don't lead from that. We lead from a true desire to share something with other people, to share some magic. And as we do that with integrity, with love, with service, with humility, then it creates ripple effect. And to me, that's integrity. And it's not that we, people think that, oh, you know, like you need to be at that level to serve other people, but that it's not the case. There is no such a thing as a level. Life happens and we have cracks and so on. But for me, this is why I also offered like this 6 week soul mission incubator, because like to me, my mission has always been like the one saving me from depression, saving me from feeling so lost or like broken and fragmented, because it's like, no, the mission flowing through me is like, I am here for a reason. God show me the way, my soul show me the way, and I will adapt, I will adjust. And at times, you know, especially like when we see what's happening in the world, it's like really intense, but I keep showing up. If I have something that happens in my life, and I know for you is the case, you know, like we have a life, things are happening in the world, but it's not for that we're gonna not show up. As we show up, it's like we strengthen this sense of service, this musculature. And as we do it, we channel. We are connected to the mission, and the mission fuels us. And so I feel like this is a really wonderful way to release blocks, since that we don't even see the block. We move from the mission, and that's completely different frequency.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're serving from love, you know, you're serving yourself ultimately because you're actually letting it flow through you and out into the world. And it's actually the most revolutionary thing we can do right now.
Yes.
Is just love the fuck out of everything. And that does not mean, you know, unicorns and ponies and roses and all of those things. Sometimes it means being brave enough to speak the truth, to say no and put a boundary up, or to hold a boundary when somebody else is pushing it. You know, it's not always just the fluffy things. And, you know, the golden feather frequency is very much about love. And channeling love through from ancestral beings. And it's not something that's unique to me. It's actually, I see it in other light weavers. And it's amazing.
And tell me more about that. How do you feel like, because I feel like it could be an interesting, you know, thing for people. Like, tell me more about your work, and when you see that other people are also doing that, how do you reconcile in sense of comparison, or maybe like you compare yourself, or there might have been some judgment or, you know, competition. How do you alchemize that and keep solving, knowing that you are unique and they are unique and everything is complementary? Is there anything that you can share with people?
Just simply the knowing in my body that because we're actually one, there is no competition.
Yes.
Competition is a human construct, and it's like I can see that person there doing these amazing things, and I'm like, wow, that's part of me too. And that person over there doing amazing things, and that's part of me too. And yeah, my human has moments where it's like, you know, but it's like, no, my higher being, and in my body, I know that that's a reflection of me. I'm seeing a reflection of me, and they see the same reflection when they look at me and go, oh, wow, you're so amazing. And I would say that to you too, sister.
Right. You just get to elevate each other.
All the feedback you've given me, you know. Receiving yourself.
I would love it. I love this so much. I can really feel that. It's like we are really entering a new world by, you know, co-creating and elevating each other so much. It's really inspiring, and that's what a lot of people that are going to watch this are gonna feel into as well. And I would love to know how, you know, during the work that we did together, if there was anything like in particular, you know, through this container of 6 weeks private mentoring that really helped find greater clarity about your mission. Oh, yes, this is what needs to be happening now. There is a momentum happening now. Or like, this is really like more of the precise codex. Is there anything that was really coming up around this?
Yes, it was the precision of how to connect energetically to my offers as energetic beings, that, you know, it took me out of my human brain. So I wasn't thinking so much. It was just, oh, and I can see it and I can feel it and it's in my heart. And it's like it just needed you to help me ask the right questions and get me to ask myself the right questions, and it was like, oh, ta-da, there it is. It's like, and you know, the ripples from that, Sandrine, are going to be ongoing for a very long time. This is not just a 6 week container that ends there. You know, the ripples every day are flowing out. I find a boat with my dream client's name on it. You know, it's like, it's just going to keep going, I feel. And yeah, very, very powerful space you hold, beautiful one.
Oh, thank you so much, Lani. I would love to know, what would you say to people who are considering maybe joining me for a private mentoring, but they're not sure that it's going to change anything to their mission?
Don't think about it, just do it. Just put your hand on your heart, take a deep breath, and go, I love myself enough to do this.
I love that. I love that, Lani, because it is self-love and giving ourselves permission to be so much more activated in our mission and to invest in ourselves. And I'm sure that, you know, as especially as as women, but also as mothers, we've been trained to give others. But when it comes to ourselves, it's like, not so much. And especially when it is for a business, and even more if it's like spiritual things, it's like she's gone crazy and so on. But it's recalibration in sovereignty, in service, and it's really honoring ourselves. And I find that all the amount of money, time, energy I have poured into myself, you know, at times we invest and it's like it's kind of all right, but it's not necessarily the best. But still, there is always something that I give myself. I give myself by spending money on myself and my ascension. So it's never lost because I can lose everything that's outside of me. But eventually, I'm just journeying with myself until the end of eternity. And so all that I pour into myself now is forever, even beyond this body. And that's the kind of work that we do. That's the kind of game that we are in. And this is when investing becomes, I would say, so much easier because there's not so many resistances. We've shifted the equation. It's like so much is coming out of this investment. It's ripping through the quantum field for me, but in my community. And I think this is how we change the world. We know that I know it's the era of ascension and women, mothers, you know, gray hair representatives. I also have lots, only I cover them. I'm not ready. But it's like there is something very precious about who we are, even if we are not moms, even if we are very young, even if we are a man, you know, it's just we hold special keys for people because the way we navigate life is unique. And so the way, if I was to share exactly, you know, your codex, which I would love to hear more about so everyone knows, you know, it's like it would still be different, you know. If you share the same thing as me, it will still be different because it's my unique experiences, my story, my energy, and it is how we really elevate each other. So thank you very much, Lani, for sharing this. I love this. And I would love for you to share a bit more about what you're birthing into this world because that's pretty epic.
Which one?
All of it, like the bigger program and then the little offerings that we talked about
Oh,
before.
yes.
People can have like a delicious little bite of Lani's work.
Okay. So at the end of this month, I'm starting it'll be 3 mornings, just a little master class, over 3 mornings, and it's called Beyond Success: The Path to Soul Deep Satisfaction. And we get to play with the frequencies of love and light and in some new ways. And I think I feel like, oh, people go, oh, love and light, you know. And we tend to discount the power of those frequencies. And what I have discovered that I will be exploring in more detail, in a container starting at the end of March, we're going to be starting the heart activation portal, which I'm really excited about, where we'll be exploring these in a much deeper way and bringing those frequencies in the body to actually start, is it unraveling or is it reweaving DNA? And lots of other things beside, but yeah, that's going to be really exciting. And I have no idea what any of that means right now, but this is what they are telling me. This is what they are showing me, is how all of those processes happen in the body and how we get to enlighten ourselves and ourselves.
Yeah, I love this because you're such a powerful channel, but you're also someone who's very embodied and very much part of life. You're really connected to life. You don't try to escape this world and leave it forever. You're really a part of a family, a community, and a guardian of Lake Taupo. And so you have this embodied multidimensionality and also this embodied wisdom through your life journey that people need. You know, it's like you're a solid anchor of divine truth flowing through you. And when we were working together, I really loved discovering more about your offering because I think it's really going to help a lot of spiritual workers and light workers that, you know, when we go into a lot of awakening, it can really dysregulate ourselves and we become all over the place and we forget the compass. We forget What are the most important virtues? What is important to anchor in everyday life? And it's just like this grounding, the roots, the feet in the lake, swimming in the lake, a connection to nature, a connection to family. And you bring that. So it's not just about, being love and light, like a cute little thing out there who's lost, and just like, I'm just love and light, everyone, because let's face it, a lot of us, we misinterpret that, and we don't want to be like that. We want to be anchored and embodied. And so we would discriminate love and light as something that's kind of some form of escapism, but not with you. We reconnect to the true essence of love and light embodied in the body in everyday life, and finding this sense of it's like a moral compass, the virtues that we embody to be a really good, grounded human, mother, lover, partner, community member, teacher, mentor. And so I think that a lot of spiritual leaders and workers would really benefit from your work, because it's like it's bringing all of that multidimensionality. Okay, it's here and now. It's with yourself and your community, and you share that with your unique gift. And as you have described, this is the process for all of us channel, right? We know the frequency is coming. We have just enough information that we can talk about it to people. And then people feel it and sign up. And then the experience happens. It is way beyond anything we have anticipated, because it's way more powerful. So I reckon that's what's going to happen as well with your offers.
Yeah, and it's a bit like sound alchemy. I work with crystal singing bowls, and people say, "How do you know which bowls to play at which time?" And it's like, well, the bowls tell me
Yes.
that I have a relationship with them. They are beings of light, and they and in the physical, and we make sound, and they tell me. And it all depends on who's in the room. It's co-creation. So every container is like that. It is a unique co-creation, depending on who shows up and
It's a
how
good
they're showing up and the work that they've done. And so, don't underestimate the containers that you're in, folks, because you are changing the world by showing up and being you and working your processes.
Yeah, I loved it. Oh, dropped off with dumbs all over. Also, love your sense of humor. You crack pretty good jokes. It's so I love this. I love this. It's like wisdom, joy, embodiment, channeling, multidimensionality. It's all of it. The whole package is with Lani. So I need to finish with this very first student spotlight that you are activating. Thank you so much. I would love for you to really tell us, okay, so where can people find you? What's the best way to contact you if people feel called to receive from you?
So Golden Feather Alchemy on, so it's Golden Feather is all one word, and then Alchemy on Facebook and Instagram. And there is a website coming soon, so
Excited.
that will be great. So reach out, DM me, and I can send you more details.
Wonderful, Arnie. Yes, let's do this. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for being such an angel. I really have so much love for you. I really thank you for being here. I'm very, very grateful for you. And I really encourage everyone here to follow you and receive from your wisdom, because it is truly magical. Lani can manifest both, guys. Without even knowing that it was a thing, it's just like, okay, the signs are real. So working with you, I was like, I would love to come for a sound journey as well when I travel to Tokyo. That would be amazing. So
That would
I
be
can see myself
amazing.
lying down there, just receive.
Yeah, we can manifest that. That would be wonderful. And thank you so much for your work and for this opportunity to share and to catch up. It's so wonderful to see you, and I am sending you so much love.
Thank you, M much love, and thank you everyone for watching. Love you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together, we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.